Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
March 2nd, the Boston live show. Tickets are still available, but they're going fast. Every time I tell, we get weekly updates letting us know how many tickets are remaining. They're going fast. March is just around the corner. Your travel costs, if you're coming from out of town, particularly if you're not coming from somewhere on the East Coast.
I got a fire custom Celtics jersey, too.
Oh, man, you got to be here to come see it, man. You got to be in Boston. So go to Jade's Twitter profile, twitter.com/JadeHoy. Jade got the link.
At Back to Back Pod, too.
At Back to Back Pod as well. They got all the links for all the information to get your tickets. It's going to be at the Middle East, which is a venue in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Go ahead and get that done. Get your flight done, your train done, your car rental done, your hotel done. No, however you're going to get there, or wherever you're going to stay, your Airbnb, and make sure you're there. It's a great time to be in Boston because, you know, obviously we got the Sloan Analytics Conference that's going on at the same time, which means we're going to have some really special guests out there. from, you know, some from the world of analyzing basketball and some from maybe the world of playing basketball. We don't know.
Let me start snapping our mind on your neck. Should have never let me in. Miami like Cali. All I do is win. Crept through the industry curtain. My feelings are hurting. These artists are loaded. They're walking around gloated. Their children are loaded. Small royalties afford the chains. Never wanted a range or needed nice things.
Yeah.
Just want to see all my means growing.
Yeah.
Never been one for the fame. Just keep my head down and stay never not working.
Yeah.
Because my ass is fat and my skin ain't black. I'm the vulture that you're hunting. Ooh. They never do nothing. They never give back. They keep killing blacks and I realize.
Tell you, I heard it on my my culture station here in Hartford. I'm surprised.
The urban listening.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the kids, you know, accustomed to different types of music, not the classical stuff that I like to.
Man said the culture station.
The culture station. It's hilarious. Culture.
I like it.
Called Love You Inside Out.
Solid family listening.
Do the black people like the Bee Gees?
No. I'll say yes. Hold on, they like the Bee Gees. Yeah, man.
They like the Bee Gees. They like
Well, define like
emotions taking me over.
I know they like Daryl Hall.
Yes, Hall and Oates. Yeah. Hall and Oates. That's what I'll. Jay, you literally took the freaking thought right out of my mind.
I know they like Bob Dylan. At least they used to. Yeah, the old
sometimes.
They appreciated him.
Yeah. But Hall & Oates is a staple.
Yeah, Hall & Oates get played at the party.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They get played like we're talking about. What we're talking about is, will the DJ play this at a party?
Well, there was a time where they didn't even know if he was white, right?
Yes. Whoa, yeah. Like many other Michael McDonald. There was a time when they didn't know. You know what I learned this week?
Good.
You know what I learned this week?
Michael McDonald, that's right.
I fuck
with Michael McDonald.
I learned that Sade is not the name of the woman. It's the name of the band. The woman's name is Helen.
Whoa.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Breaking news.
What?
Yes, Sade is a band?
Sade is the name of the band. The woman that you think is Sade is named Helen.
Yes.
Is this on Wikipedia or is this like a fact?
No, this is a fact.
Cap, mute, please.
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask. Can you guys hear like my background, my under?
Yes.
Well, if that's the case,
just trolling us at this point.
No. Listen, I don't know. I didn't know if you could hear that.
This nigga's at a house party.
No, that's what's going on, man. My brother.
Here's the catch. I mean, you see, your last name or middle name is Fola Sade. F O L A S A D E, and her last name is Adu.
Dun dun dun.
That's Sade Adu. That's what they call her, Sade Adu.
Her name's Helen.
But you're right. The actual band name.
The band name is okay. So it's like Van Halen.
Yes.
By the way, exactly. Is that sponsored, by the way, Jade?
Dude.
Man, you just snitched on me. Damn.
Is that better?
Yes. You could have said it wasn't me, and we could have played we could have had ourselves a little witch hunt. Instead, you said to yourself, sir.
Rip the roar. Bong rips.
Hey, Jade, is that better?
Yes.
Okay, I just had to turn the speaker down.
You leave the house party?
No. Listen, my brother-in-law just got out, so.
Oh, whoa. Welcome home.
He had been fighting the case, and he won.
Wow.
Like, yes, we won one.
Yeah, there you go. So, take that. System 17, bajillion, 365 million, 431.
Us. No, and two.
Yeah.
Your brother and OJ.
Yep. Yeah. Nah, but did we give OJ back though?
Back to who?
I don't think they wanted OJ. They didn't want OJ.
Yeah,
By the time we wanted to trade OJ back, it was too late.
Who's taking him?
His trade value was already
done. Yeah, he was done.
Oh, no.
You couldn't trade OJ for Ray.
Can't even take him to the Caribbean. They'll
actually, it's more than two, right? Michael Jackson, the three. Nah, don't listen.
Yo, Jerv, they about to put a documentary out on your boy, man.
On who?
Boy was playing with little boys.
Nah, I'm not watching that shit. Nah, yeah, hell no, I'm not watching that shit.
These are your heroes, Jerv.
Nah, yo, that's a little dick.
Cosby, Mike Jack.
First of all, Bill Cosby's not my hero. Fuck out of here. Michael Jackson though is my guy. I'm not watching anything on Michael Jackson.
Hold on. Is everybody hearing this? Jerv is disowning Cosby?
Disowning Cosby. I'm just
it kind of really did disown him.
I love Cosby. When I was a little boy, we would play stickball.
You said he's not my guy. That's what you said.
Like, I mean, Mike's my guy. That's a disown. Mike's my guy.
Wait, Cosby's an out? Is he a alpha or is he a kappa?
He's definitely not a kappa. I'm not watching shit on Michael Jackson. That's not happening.
Yo. Jackson was wilding, boy.
Man, I need some receipts. Survive. I've been never
talent. Kids Survive. In their pajamas, boy. You helping kids put their pajamas on, boy.
Yo.
Oh shit. Hey, Bill Cosby's Omega.
Who's got the scratchy headset? Is that you, Jerv?
Probably. I'm trying not to move.
Keep it still.
I'm trying.
Hey, Bill Cosby's an Omega.
Oh wow, yeah. That says
a lot.
Everything.
That's what I mean. That just cleared up a bunch of shit.
Does this mean that Bill Cosby in his closet has a pair of Tims and a spray painted gold?
Yes.
And he walks around with
women in public.
Hold on. Does he rock it with some camo cargo pants? And a jacket and a with no
sleeves.
Who decided on that fit?
That's a wild
jacket.
Fit.
It's a jacket with no shirt on underneath.
Yeah, facts.
That's a kinky fit, though.
Barking at people.
Facts.
Y'all wow.
At them, bro. Damn, wow. We should have known from the jump. All they had to say, yo, once they brought the case up, all they had to do was... Part of,
by the way, he's in a part of the Omega Phi Psi. He's a cute dog.
Case closed.
Y'all wild. See, we equal opportunity.
Like, I didn't realize that either.
Anybody can get it.
Yeah, we all get it.
Now he's thinking about it like, man, it makes sense now.
No, you know what Jervin's thinking? Jervin's thinking, man, we dodged the bullet. Think of all the jokes he'd have if he was a kappa. Coming through with his candy.
Nah, that's not what we're doing today. We're not going to find a way to bring us into this. No. Nope.
Mr. C is probably a kappa.
Yo, oh, wow. Nice. Hey, Waz. Hey, Waz. Yo, be careful, bruh. Be careful, bruh. Mr. C's from... is he from... What part of New York is he from, though? Because I know he's from New York.
From Brooklyn. He's a Brooklyn cat. Ben Stott.
Make sure y'all claim everybody from Europe, bruh. Don't leave Mr. C out of it.
Derv, here's the thing. Waz sometimes claims Brooklyn, but I hear he didn't claim Brooklyn that time.
No, that he definitely was, wasn't. He's from Miami right there.
Sometimes cat. Now here we go.
Hey, that's a good. You definitely didn't sound like you were from Brooklyn right there.
Now all of a sudden, Waz went to St. Francis Prep. I'm in Brooklyn, baby.
This is exactly what Brooklyn people do to me. You ain't from Brooklyn, boy. You from Queens. And then Queens people be like, get your dirty Brooklyn ass out of here.
I got a quick question. I don't know if I'm watching this fucking game. When did Brooke Lopez become such like a fucking deadly ass 3-point shooter?
Bro,
I just watched this dude two possessions. Jay the hell out somebody.
He's pulling up from like 30 now, bro.
Like,
it's
he's
crazy.
Not even going to the block. He's staying
No, he's a 3-point shooter now.
I just heard somebody yesterday tell me that he's shooting like 38%. I had no idea. And the first time I'm looking,
wait,
this is crazy.
He's wet, bro.
Brooke Lopez.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Stretch Curry.
Bruh.
Splash Curry. Splash Mountain. That's a
Splash Mountain.
How's that not a problem?
Splash Mountain is the nickname they gave him, which, by the way, I feel like, you know, they don't get to have that nickname. I feel like that nickname belongs to Boogie. Boogie
that belongs to Tiana Taylor. I mean Tiana Trump.
Whoa. Wow. Hey, by the way, that brings up a great point, Trey. I don't know which one is which. Honest to God. I know Tiana Taylor does one thing and Tiana Trump does the other thing. I don't know which does which. So a lot of times I'll be like, hey, you hear that new Tiana? Da, da, da.
Just realize this is very easy. Trump is the president.
the president of the swap.
Oh, man. Because you guys got to the ending way before I did.
Yo, boy.
I watched the
whole 51 minutes.
I was so shocked, man. I was so blown away.
Yo, I've seen a lot of things in my career of being a consumer of adult entertainment.
Illustrious career.
I have never seen that before. Ever. Ever.
That means a lot.
Holy hell, that's a heavy statement right there, brother.
I was what the
It's like Hubie Brown saying he's never seen this on a basketball court before.
Right.
Well, while saying that, that's the equivalent.
Wow, the Hubie of adult entertainment.
That's a high praise, bro.
Wow.
That's what you are, man.
the Hubie Brown of porn.
Well, you see, what you got there is a DP.
Yeah. Now, you gotta go now. Because.
One guy's up top, one guy's on the bottom. No. And the funny thing is, you know what my favorite shit about it is that everybody on Twitter was talking about it, but trying not to express to everyone that they were talking about it.
Like me.
And so they would just reference it, just vague stuff something that could just be just a regular word like swap takes on a whole different meaning that night. Dude, that this freaking thing
I don't know if you was were you following me back then. I had a Twitter trending topic back when that was a thing called hashtag words porn stole forever. ATM, we can never have it again. Anytime anyone says ATM, sorry, all I think of.
Yeah. ATM is over. The Cleveland Browns, man, they had to learn the hard way about
it. Yo, how about that story? How did they not know?
Like, there's no excuse. There's literally no excuse.
Yeah, man. Like, come on, man.
No excuse. There's no excuse.
The IT, see, this is my thing. I think the IT dude knew and thought this is going to be hilarious. Like, he was like, hey, it ain't up to me to stop them from doing this. They asked me to do it, I did it. But he had to know.
Bruh, if you're in your 30s, that means you've been on broadband internet since, 2002? You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
The Cleveland Browns.
Crazy, bro.
Were trying to start, like in their practice facility or in their headquarters, they got this huge screen. And so they were trying to build, excitement for the season or whatever. You know, their fan club is called the Dog Pound. So they encourage people to tweet their support or whatever with the hashtag DP.
DP.
And then they just stream without editing, without any editorial oversight. They just streamed everything that was hashtag DP. Well, as you might imagine, is a group of people who are a little bit more sizable than the Dog Pound who think of DP in a different sort of way. And that is something that porn stole forever.
Bro, I forgot it was even called.
Yo, so what would DP be?
What, Trey? Yo, Jay, bossing over, man. Double penetration, man.
Bro, I wouldn't know that.
No. Come on. Trey, you just learned in the
Trey, you didn't know that?
No. Bro, I ain't that filthy.
Hold on. I discovered a new segment here. It's called... Let's see if porn stole this word from Freddie. Trey, do you know what ATM is?
You know, I learned that one.
I don't know that.
Hold on, okay. You weren't last year. Jay, you don't know what ATM is?
No.
Waz, would you like to do the honors of all these definitions?
And ass to mouth. Come on now.
God.
Yes. Exactly, Jade.
Oh, Jade.
Who wants to watch that, bro?
Hold on, Jade. Do you know what IR stands for?
Injured reserve.
Okay. Okay.
No, I do not.
We need to move on to the next
subject. Hold on. One last one.
Jade. Trey, you know IR?
I don't know what IR is either.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
In the rectum?
What is IR?
It's
interracial.
Interracial. Okay.
Well, why would I know that?
Hold on. That's lewd.
Hold on. Here's a real test. And Trey, I know you know this one. But Jade, I'm not sure that you do. Jade, you ever watch the BBC?
The news channel? The English BBC? Channel? Big black something, I'm guessing.
Nah. I'm not clicking on none of that.
Hey, man. Sometimes it's in the description.
When I was a young, filthy man, bro, I was out here only watching the girl on girl.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't even getting down with the ebony either. That was too much.
Oh, come on, man. Not even the ebony? Hold on.
Not the ebony.
Wait. Are you not down with West Coast Productions?
I was with the Latina mommies, bro.
Hold on. Booty Talk volumes 1 through 75?
I was a Latina homie.
So you never fucked Caramel?
Nah, Lacey Duvall was my only joint.
Okay.
Wow. Obsession.
Oh, and Capri Styles. I'm fronting
Cherokee.
Capri Styles,
what about Cherokee? Cherokee?
Nah. Oh. I don't like my ass looking like oatmeal lumpy.
Oh, man. Jeez.
That's too big of a wagon for me, man.
This is quite the segment. I was getting ready to start with, like, Killer Mike. and we dip right into Cherokee.
A whole rabbit hole. And I mean it. And I just, even whole, I can't even say whole now.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
That was very lewd. Like the stage.
Yeah. Yo, by the way, is there an appetite for a porn podcast?
Yes. According to Killer Mike, hell yeah.
According to Killer Mike, porn is here.
So I watched only two episodes. I watched the Black Dollar one, and I watched the one where he's trying to teach people a trade. Yeah, everyone else watched?
Yeah, I just finished all of them.
Yeah, I watched all of them.
I got one last. Don't spoil it for me.
All right, so we'll cover the first two.
So what I went into watching this, I thought it was going to be a type of show that was like, I don't know if you guys ever watched this show on True TV called Adam Ruins Everything, kind of like a fact check type of show. And then what I realized really quick, like, oh no, they're having fun with this. And once I got to that point, I was like, oh, this is hilarious. The idea of him struggling to find weed, because he's trying to buy from a black grown source.
Hey, I died the first day.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, I use too many of my Caucasian brothers' products, brother.
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible. And I not only do I not know if it's possible. So if you don't know, the premise of the episode is that he tries to go 3 days without buying anything that isn't black owned and operated, meaning even his cell phone. He won't use his cell phone. He went and got a black manufacturer cell phone called Figures, which is just
hilarious, ridiculous. By the way. Hilarious.
Ridiculous.
And connecting to a black cell phone network. So he goes through all these things. But he kind of takes it too far sometimes, this idea that, like, well, I can't eat at a black restaurant if the food was sourced from not a black farm.
But that's like living as a vegan, bro.
How so?
As far as the dramatic part, like, is that cheese? Is that mac and cheese or green been made in pork? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, but
the extremity of certain touching certain things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes and no, because there are vegan restaurants.
And there's black-owned restaurants, too.
No, but he's saying that he went to a black-owned restaurant in Athens, Georgia, but the food came from
a white farm.
A white farm.
So guess what I mean?
Can't eat
there's one in Portland, bro.
What?
all black everything.
All black what?
Everything. Like Foreman, okay. Everything.
But the amount, so
they
the
have
amount
one.
Of, there might
yeah,
be,
it's yeah, just
there.
One though. No, that's what I'm but, saying. Like it ain't possible, but I'm just saying overall.
It's not possible. It's not
in
possible.
Atlanta.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. For instance, he gonna go that far, but he said, let's assume that food did come from a black farm. They put it on the plate. Where'd the plate come from? Oh, the plate ain't black made. So he can't eat off the plate? Like when he went to the lady's house and she was like, and you know, they had grown the food and everything. And he's like, oh, finally. And he finally ate in Athens at the old lady's house. But I'm like, bro, I could see the Crystal hot sauce on the table. Like it's not really realistic. And I know he was again. He's
having
fun
with
it.
They're
having fun with it. But it's not realistic to be able to do that sort of thing, in the real world. I don't know. And then the other episode, of trying to teach people a trade
via porn. I was off that episode. That's the one I didn't like.
That was type corny to me.
It was kind of corny. I mean,
I laugh, man. Because
I mean, no, it's jokes, but it's just corny.
Yeah. As soon as I realized, like, when he went to the school, he starts the day going to a school and with, like, some first graders, and he asked them what their dreams are, and then he told them their dreams
the
are
The dream
trash.
Killer shit was fire. Like, you'll never be the president, and you're never going to cure cancer.
And he told your dreams are trash. He told the principal, he's like, I told my five-year-old, your dreams are trash.
Yeah, that was crazy. He was crazy.
Yeah, man. That was, I don't know, man. I think it's funny. Like, I think it's a, I don't know how popular the show going to be. Like, will it get renewed? But I just thought it was pretty funny.
I thought it was brilliant, bro.
I don't know about brilliant. I thought it was
No, whoever got behind that and pushed that was, I mean, you ain't watched all of them. So you got to see it before you tap in. But I'm just saying overall, I thought it was brilliant. On the avenues and stuff that he was touching upon, like, you know what I mean?
I'm entertained. It's funny. I just don't know, like, when I watch, it's like, okay, so how many people are going to watch this?
I think a lot of people are going to watch it, though.
A lot of people have been watching it, though. It's Killer Mike. Read on Twitter.
Twitter don't count.
Oh, really? But he got a true he has a true following.
He has a true following. That's true. He has a big following. He does have a big following.
And you know what I mean? Especially with Run the Jewels, too. Like, that's
included heavily in the series.
Yeah. Yeah.
LP is such a bad rapper, yo.
Oh,
he's so bad.
The white guy. The
white boy.
Oh, I don't listen to that shit.
You
don't listen to Run the Jewels?
Hell nah, man. Keep that hippity hoppity shit away from me, bro.
Fuck with Killer Mike.
I fuck with Killer Mike as a rapper.
I'm cool.
Nothing else.
But I'm saying, like, why is you listen to him, though, right? Like,
he's nice. Yeah. It's business. Germ.
Yeah.
That don't get no bang in this new rave.
Oh, man, I mean, if it ain't got a dance
Black
to it.
Black ass over there.
Which it needs a dance to it.
Here comes Jerv.
No blunts to kill a mic.
Okay, that's cool, but like, if you smoke,
are you always getting buns?
Moments in my day.
Am I really going to be just mobbing to Killer Mike?
I'm going to work. I might throw a pledge allegiance to the grind.
I like the idea of Trey kind of in his house. He looks out the window. He looks out the door. No one's around. Everything's quiet. Like, okay, I'm all by myself. He go to his iPhone, put on the speaker, whatever. He plays some Killer Mike. Right then, a bad bitch walking like, I was about to give it to you, but you put on that Killer Mike, Run the Jewels.
That would be a great skit. Have the animators write that up.
Like, no buns.
Hey, but did you see when he told the Asian chick to get off his lap because he was only spending his money with black?
That was actually killing me.
That's when I began to realize, oh, wait, he having fun with this. Hold on, man. Yeah, no, that was funny.
He was fire too on the low.
On the high, what you mean?
I just like saying on the low, but yeah, on the high.
Blue Flame, man. What an establishment.
Shout out to that place. I know
not as good as Magic City. Not as good. The wings aren't as good. Hey, Magic City got the best wings in the world.
Facts.
Magic City got the best. I'm not saying best strip club wings. I'm saying Magic City has the best chicken wings I've ever had.
Wow.
Like, there was a point personal in my life. We would go to Magic City to eat. Literally, like, we were acting, I'm hungry, man. I'll go for some wings. All right, let's go to Magic. We go there and we eat. And this is at the point where, like, everyone knew us on a first name basis. Like, hey, how's it going? Like, it was all Mac conversational. And stuff
that's
like
how it was for me in Houston at Vila's Pasta.
Vila's Pasta.
Man, amazing.
Was that every night or is that like a once
bro,
a
week? I was pulling up every night, family.
No, oh, okay. No, I didn't know, like, the pasta.
No, I was there every night with the greasy plates and all. Oh, that's nice. When I was.
You I don't know, do the buffet. I don't like the buffets.
Hey, man. They show the Ruta and the Tuta while you eating pasta, family.
Sundays at Follies, they got a buffet.
I heard Follies is fire.
Follies is very fire. Jade, Bossa Nova?
Come on. 11,
11, 11, 5, everywhere
you go. Dang it.
Yes, that's
not
me.
I hope so. Dave, let's get back to the show.
Okay. And we're back. Hey, Waz, by the way. We knew yesterday that Waz was going to be fired up for today's episode because he basically signed off from us. All right, guys, we picked a time to record or whatever. And he basically signed off by saying, see y'all tomorrow. I had a feeling you strapped on a helmet and you put on your parachute and you grabbed your rifle and you looked at us.
After you, like, made mention of it, like, I realized how that sounded or came off. Like, all right, I'm done with y'all.
See y'all tomorrow. It's time to jump into the great beyond. And then he jumped out the plane and, like, pulled his cord. And so today was, can I share this? What happened when you were, because you were deep into the parachute last night, you tweeted.
Yeah.
Okay. So he said, I shared a song on my Twitter that features R. Kelly last night. And I said, which song? And he said, Nas Street Dreams remix, which is a great remix, by the way.
It's a great
Street Dreams. Oh, mercy, record. Mercy me. Yo,
talk to my man, John Kaczynski. What's his name, Jay? The Minnesota homie?
Kaczynski.
That's it.
Kaczynski?
Kaczynski, yeah.
Yeah, shouts to Kaczynski. He liked the tweet.
Oh. So, of course, the first question I got to ask
you. Glad you got that out there for
him. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he'll enjoy that.
Honestly, Jay, part of me, because, you know, I had several glasses of wine by then, part of me was amused with myself at the idea of, you know, sharing the fact that I was listening to a song that had R. Kelly on it. Like, I thought it was funny. And then the fact that he liked it, like, that made me laugh even more. Like, oh, all right, John's fucking with it.
So the obvious question to ask right now is, better version, the original or the remix?
Oh, man, the remix. Easily.
For real? I love the original, man.
Which one?
I love the original.
Street Dreams.
Oh, Street Dreams.
Three dreams are made of these. Like, that shit is hard.
No, I don't like the hook, but I love the beat, though.
Yeah, the beat, hard body.
The video is incredible.
I go with the original. Yeah, the video for Street Dreams remix when they're driving around. Like, yeah.
Both videos are incredible. The
cinematography. Remember every video in the 90s was like kind of sepia tone for some reason like that?
Man, they blew so much money on videos back then, bro. God.
Isn't that makes
no videos? That was your marketing back then.
$10,000 now, yo. These videos used to cost millions of dollars, bro.
Dude, you remember the Fugees Ready or Not video, the most expensive video at the time ever? No, the most expensive video ever was Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, right? Scream.
They had a premiere for that video though. Like, bro, videos were different back then. Though.
Crazy, bro.
These kids will never understand, man. Like. Yeah. Nah. They have movie budget videos right now.
What about the joint with him and Eddie Murphy? And Naomi.
Remember the time?
Yeah, that was a hard ass video.
That joint debuted on the Super Bowl, right?
That shit debuted on Fox.
Yeah.
It was like a Super Bowl Sunday or something, right?
That's how killer that nigga Mike was back then, bro. Kids, he debuted on Fox.
These kids are watching music videos of Chief Keef in his mom's living room on a Motorola Razr.
jumping up and down with a gun.
That's it. That's the music video, bro. That's the don't like music video. Shouts to Keith.
Hey, these kids are watching videos shot on iPhones, dog.
But iPhone has good quality now.
No, it's just the idea, man. Come on, man. It's the ideal of like
a video. No, dude. There's like Oscar-nominated films now shot on iPhone.
I know, but still,
it's not a production, is what they're saying, Jay. Man.
Watch the Hypnotized video, man. The dude is driving backwards, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, 11-year-old me was fucking with that.
California Love. That's another crazy.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was Mad Max.
The Scenario.
Oh man, Scenario. That's the first rap video I remember.
Like, what's the Busta Rhymes on with Janet Jackson?
What's it gonna be?
Yeah, what's it gonna be?
But that wasn't the hardest shit. It was put your hands where your eyes could see. Busta and Missy always did their shit though.
Visuals, yeah. Facts. They took it serious.
Their videos were like the fucking same. They both did the same shit in their videos.
Shit, Missy.
But I like Cole and Kendrick how they do their shit though.
Yeah, especially
they go over the top sometimes. I think
he puts a lot of thought into what he's doing visually, bro.
What's the one with the little puppies? The little puppies.
Oh, that shit was trash to me.
Though. I thought it was funny.
It was funny. I like the idea. The thing is, I don't like that song.
I feel 03 Greedo when he said that shit was lame.
But like when Son's talking about putting a condom on and no, I'm like, dog, this is virgin rap, bro. You making raps for virgins, bro.
Man, but we all been there. That's the point, we've all been there.
No, that's the point.
You've never been there? You've never been
there? Yes. I've also taken a shit and taken a piss. I don't want to hear it in a rap.
Hey man. Like Eddie Murphy said, when he started doing stand-up, his stand-up was about taking a shit because that's the only thing he'd done up until that point in his life.
But hold on, he rapped the wood, bro.
When he does, I love the wood. I thought the wood was a great movie. Again,
no, but I'm saying he basically put that into the song. That's why I was talking about it.
I'm just saying, like,
he's lying on the song.
Because
on another joint, shouts my man Preezy for pointing this out. On another joint, he says that he lost his virginity to a whore.
Yeah, but hold on now.
And then this joint, it's his sweetheart in his class. Call me lying, man.
Hold on. There's two things. One is, okay, like, these are not all autobiographical.
I know.
But the other thing is, he never goes through with it. That's the thing about that song.
Only person that do that is R. Kelly.
Yeah, for real. Jesus Christ, that guy.
Rick Ross is the king of rap lies.
Yeah, rap lies.
You said Ross is the king of rap lies?
Yeah, rap lies matter.
Yeah.
My nigga. He said a chick wrapped her legs around him. Come on, fam.
That's not even possible. How tall is this broad?
WNBA. Oh, my God.
He must have hooked up with Della Don.
Legs, man.
Okay, so I'm going through the rundown here, and I got...
Everything but Jay-Z, bro.
Okay, so YG records fan and then threatens him. What's that about?
So YG's in an airport, bro, and a fan is recording him. Does he not know that he's famous?
Wait, how does he react?
He pressed him, bro, and put the camera on him and was like, I should beat your ass.
Wait, does he not know how like evidence works either?
I don't know, bro. But if I wasn't in this airport, I'll beat your ass right now. I'm like, what?
Did he have on
hard bottoms and long church socks?
I don't know what he was doing. But all of a sudden, the fact that he making an example of this fan probably listens to his music. He really was just recording, like, look, YG's here. You forfeit your privacy once you become that famous, bro. Yeah, like, people are going to take pictures of you.
This nigga's a bitch right here. Straight pussy. Bitch ass nigga. This nigga's a bitch. I'm trying to record niggas on some weird shit. He's a bitch. If we wasn't in the airport, I'd knock your ass out.
He's silly.
Punk.
He did and that too.
It's
he
been a that. Rough week for Compton.
Yeah.
Oh man, the game, bro.
The game, this dude. Only thing I can say positive Compton got out of this was West Side Boogie's album.
No, but shouts to Boogie, bro. He's dope. Yeah, everybody
like,
should check
that
out.
What do you think about that? Like, bro, I thought that was the corniest shit ever. Like, you're going to beat up on this Mexican kid.
Who's this?
The thing is that's 90% of his fans.
Fans,
so why
yeah.
would you do that? That makes no sense. Your album sales.
Hold on, you forgot about another Compton legend, man, this week, Chris Brown. Got knocked in France.
Watch him on, man. Cut this out.
Chris Brown is a big Compton old.
Hey, question.
What's up?
Like, are we sure that's all that happened? Like,
with what?
That's, I mean, that situation.
For who? I mean, Chris Brown or YG?
No. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got the stories confused. My fault.
Yeah, no. Chris Brown got caught up in France.
Yeah, he got a rape charge, and then he Instagrammed. He said it was like the most like blatant denial ever. I've ever seen, like, usually people say, like, the situation, da da da.
Bro, him and Soldier aging like dogs, bro.
Bro.
Shit is bad.
I don't know what they touching, but they touching something.
Bruh.
There's one common thing in both of their lives.
He's younger than me, and he looks 45, bro.
That Tony Montana.
He has got to be a little bit more than that, bro.
I mean, that plus everything else that you're doing.
I don't know. He doesn't strike me as the most, like, in his default state, the most balanced human being. Just look at the way
dog. Like, you can't do, like, more than...
He spazzes out.
You're doing, like, 2-8 balls a day. Wow, yeah. Come on. That's got to age you some kind of way.
Yeah,
he's a wild bull.
If you read the story on Billboard, they're like, yo, he's doing lean, then he's doing blow to keep himself up, then he's taking Xans to go to sleep.
Exactly.
He's like doing Molly, and then
that's gotta age you some kind of way. You can't tell Billboard me that you're doing did a all that.
Right up on homie, son. Like,
and, I think, you know, he kicked all that shit though, honestly. I know he picked up cigarettes bad when he was on probation. That's just some fake cool shit. I always be seeing.
It's not even cool. It's just like you're just addicted. You're just doing the motion of it, bro.
Well, that's the funny thing. Like
satisfaction of it.
I was listening to the radio the other day. They're doing Juul's commercials. The Juul pods.
I hate them shits too now, though, bro.
But my thing is this. It's like at the end of it, it's like warning: nicotine is an extremely addictive substance. I'm like, yo, are they basically just like selling like a narcotic and like we're just cool with it?
Listen, vape pens, Juuls, all that shit is ass to me, bro. It's just a cool cigarette. That shit get me hot because niggas be blowing it and you be walking right to a cloud. Awesome. You got me. I'll pay the fine.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but
we're having fun today.
We're equal opportunity believer. Everyone has the right to love who they love, and I just want to go ahead and make that perfectly clear.
Jokes to the fly.
And brother, if you blow it, it's all good.
Oh man! By the way, speaking of which, because I actually saw the Firefest doc since last week.
Oh my god!
I want to say two things. One is when my man started talking, all I did was sit there and say, "Don't say." Like I knew where he was headed with this. I'm like,
He said he went to the house and put mopwash in and was on his way, ready to go.
Well, like, my thing is this, like isn't that the point where you say you wash your hands like, I'm out?
I'm out of this, man.
Like, I don't care what his sexual orientation
bro,
is.
Many people say, like, that's how you know you've hit rock bottom as like a dope fiend, right? Like, yo, I'm willing to give my body away.
Favors. I'm willing to give
for this dope. Thing.
For dope, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
this man talking this about, like,
he was on.
No one talks about Woodstock had traffic. I'm like, nah, dog.
Come on, man. That's what we not finna do. As soon as he said that, I said, we not finna compare this shit to Woodstock.
The other thing that I was struck by when I watched it was, I remember thinking to myself, you know, actually, I didn't realize, not when I watched it, it was, I was at the barber the other day. And so I'm at the barber shop, and the barber said, you know, some of the barbers talking about, like, there are these AirPods that are Louis Vuitton AirPods, and they cost $900. And I'm like, that sounds like the dumbest thing ever. First of all, AirPods are, like, the easiest thing in the world to lose, right?
Yo, Lil Yachty was ashy as fuck in that video.
Right. And what video?
So he was bragging about he had $1,000 AirPods, right? And his hands was fucking like, it looked like the Chappelle Show, Donnell Rollins shit.
Yeah, like he got in a fight with a bag of flour.
Yo, Trey, you might be the only person. Trey might be the only person in the world who knows Donnell Rawlings' real name instead of just calling him Ashy Larry. He literally gets called Ashy Larry. I've seen him at the comedy store. People just call him Ashy Larry, man.
Yeah, well, I seen him at the me, Burn, and somebody else pulled up, and I seen him. I said, "Yo, Donnell." Yeah. Everybody else was like Ashy Larry. I'm like, Ashy Larry. Yeah. But I would be pissed to be stuck in one character for the rest of my life.
Oh, I mean, it all depends.
I know Mike Epps used to get pissed about that shit.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Jaleel White is good. You know, he's been able to like produce a lot of shit.
Costanza's still chilling.
Oh man, yeah. Costanza, anything else, bro. You
count checks, man. I'll be Costanza. I'll count checks on that.
Fuck
yeah. So the barber's talking about this $900 Louis Vuitton AirPod. And I'm like, yo, the ridiculous, stupid, conspicuous consumption type thing that black people do. Man, why we got to be so embarrassing? And then right then, I thought of the Firefest doc. And my brain scanned through all the footage that I watched. And I said, did I see any black people who weren't
there working? There was a couple. No. There was a couple. Nah, it was a couple.
It was a couple. It was a couple. The dude from the camera. He remember the one that shot the shit when he told him to bring the camera to his room and shoot everything. That was a black dude. And then old boy, the actual Bohemian. Because at the end of the doc when it was going off, he called him.
I'm talking about people who spent money. Not the workers. Not the workers.
People who spent bread, put thousands of dollars on that stupid wristband shit.
Right.
And showed up. And it was nice to see that. I mean, you know, not a lot of black people.
I felt good that it was mostly white people doing this ignorant ass shit, man. I won't lie. I felt good.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad at all, bro.
I felt good, Trey. I felt good.
It's like yo, these
and I fuck with white people, bro, but that shit was like good for y'all.
It was great. I was happy.
Yeah.
I was happy.
Firefest
is white people's Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like whenever a white person wants to say something bad about black people without saying it, they say what about Chicago? Like Firefest is their Chicago. Dude, bro.
I was so and the more I thought about it, the greater a joy I felt inside me. I'm like, oh yes. Go ahead, man. Like just the way they were whining, like, when will we get water? I'm like, yes. I didn't rewatch the thing, but I rewatched it in my brain, and I remembered all those different moments where all these people. Everyone was like, "Yo, we shouldn't be like these people were victims of a vicious scam or whatever," and sure. Like we should not be blaming the victim. And I said, "Sure, but nah, these jokes are gonna fly, man."
Hey, I mean, you really have to watch the rest of that Trigger America. There's so much more shit on there to talk about.
I will. And okay, hopefully by next.
I was honestly avoiding that show, but since you guys watched it.
Hey, you have to. You
can get into it.
I mean, the fact that they did Bloods and Crips soda.
Yeah, and it's really selling. It's really selling. I just seen somebody post that they went to Atlanta and came back with two. With the Crip Cola and the Blood Pop. They just came back with that.
Trey.
What's up?
Okay, this is the segment that is sweeping America. Trey teaches Amin about things that are happening on the internet that he doesn't understand. Who the fuck is Yes Jules?
Ah, wow. The creator of vibes.
Nah, honestly, Amin. No. Sorry, Trey, to cut you off, but when they talk about the concept, the idea, the thought of what you call a culture vulture, they're talking about this young woman. She is the embodiment.
She's the reason
of
why that term came out.
Like, bruh, when you talk about vulture, she's okay. So she used to work at Liv. She was a bottle girl. When Bron and D Wade and them was
the golden days
like that Bron Bron I had a long time ago
allegedly and Jade please boss it over this
allegedly that's how she got on
now she's a party promoter blah 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 and we can come back Jade she's a party promoter she's man like. Beats was giving them money for influence. Wait,
let's confirm it, Jay.
Man, we're black.
Okay, I get worried sometimes that Jay ain't there, and then.
Yo, have we done that recently? The "and we're black."
Not in like 2 years. Go ahead. So she's a party promoter.
She's a party promoter. I think she's got
a rapper now.
She's a rapper.
She's a rapper now.
That whatever she just did on Twitter, that shit was hot trash.
Hey, so she just freestyled. Make sure, Jade, you insert the freestyle.
Don't let me start snapping on my head on your neck. Should have never let me in Miami like Cali. All I do is win. Crept through the industry curtain. My feelings are hurting. These artists are starving. Gatekeepers stay bloated. They walking around gloated. Their children are loaded. Small royalties afford the chains. Floated. Never wanted a range or needed nice things.
Yeah.
Just want to see all my means growing.
Yeah.
Never been one for the fame. Just keep my head down and stay never not working.
Yeah.
Because my ass is fat and my skin ain't black. I'm the vulture that's a vulture. If they never do nothing, they never give back. They keep killing blacks. Not realize.
But it's very controversial, right?
Trey, somebody commented how you offbeat in his acapella.
Somebody said she went to Africa and still didn't come back with no rhythm.
Yo, bruh.
So what controversial got to she was trash or is there
so the bars was trash, but she also mentioned that like somebody's killing blacks. But she didn't mention who they are. She said they killing blacks. And it's like the fact that, and then she also did an interview, right? We're not gonna promote that. So you can bleep that, Jay, when that goes out.
Are we not cool with them or what's up with that?
I mean, I don't support homie.
He's kind of vulture-ish too. He's kind of vulture.
I don't support homie like that. But she did an interview, and this chick, Aleli May, who designs for Jordan, said that yes, Jews could say the N-word because she has she's Puerto Rican.
Fuck. Is just Jules Puerto Rican?
She's Puerto Rican and
she's been claiming it. Allegedly. So I don't know.
Yo, the one day, my boy, this is why I don't fuck with Yes Jules. The one day she goes on Twitter and says, "Wow, I didn't realize Basquiat was Puerto Rican."
Oh wow! No, you're definitely not Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that's when I was like, "All right."
I'm gonna keep it all the way a buck, right? I got here off thirst traps. That's how I got here.
I thought you were gonna say you fucked
Yes Jules. No. I didn't close, man. But yeah, like I got there off of like, yo, this is a crazy thick white chick, right?
I ain't gonna front. Did on some thirsty shit I was following on the gram like years ago.
All the black cats was on it back then, right? But yeah, as you start watching, and she had this whole little Snapchat thing, she was like, you remember Snapchat? I don't know. I mean, you probably never touched on Snapchat, but Snapchat had like a limit. Bro, she was doing like legitimately shows on this joint, right?
Yeah, facts.
Like never not working, had this whole campaign or whatever, and then kind of finessed her way up. So then she finessed in the hood. Like, bro, she done had like five different careers now. So now it's rap after she done got, you know, dumped by Shake, who signed the Good Music. She's now trying to rap. So she rapped for... She rapped for Soulja Boy, and the shit went viral. But the crazy thing about it, obviously, the black chicks, because she always got an opinion on black culture in general. Like, she feel like she is doing the most out here in these streets. She's a street warrior, right? And all of a sudden, the chicks is not – everybody trying to cancel her. Like, yo, you can't – pretty much – this is going to sound foul. You can't suck no more black dick to get back up to the top. They say pretty much she don't fuck all the black – she's successful because black guys co-signed her.
Yeah, that's why she was trending the other day.
That's why she was trending because
the mob on Twitter blamed black men for Yes Jules.
Cause like the black women, the Spanish women, all the women that don't really bang with her, she say, look at all her connections to success. It's all co-signed by black men. Which is interesting.
I mean,
right.
I guess part of my thing is I keep going back to this.
Oh, she had a crazy sex tape too, by the way. It wasn't dope. She moaned like Doc Rivers.
Oh man,
I want to watch it too. That's a true story.
Wait a minute.
What? Bro, if Doc Rivers was to ever moan, that's what he would sound like.
Is this all on the record?
This is on the record.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess my thing is what is our definition here of success?
She's successful in the sense that she could, like, she has a radio show. She got all of this shit. Like, she can get checks for being her. That's success.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, she's able to draw a paycheck just for being whoever or whatever the fuck.
I don't know how long this shit lasts. I mean, to be honest.
I guess that's my idea. Like,
I just think for the window for anything now, like the whole work for yourself, I think that's such a movement in the past 5 years that everybody's starting to create these certain jobs and discredit people that actually put on like the groundwork. Like Steve Screamin' A had a little rant. He like, you know, he went on his shit, right? And he pretty much was talking to the people that tweet and predict and do all this other stuff. And he's like, bro, y'all ain't really did shit. So y'all ain't gonna get no show and just knock me off my pedestal when I had to go do this and I ain't get paid for this and I had to do this and I had to do that. And I respect the hell out of that, but that's the same thing. Say we got rich off a podcast. How long is the window of podcasting? Like, is podcasting gonna be here for the next 8 years until something else come around?
And people we gotta find something else to do quick.
Exactly. We gotta pivot. So at this point is how long is that window for?
Okay, I'll tell you, Trey. As so long as men find her desirable, she will be able to get a check. However long that lasts,
damn was.
I mean, it's just real life, bro. Like, that's just what it is, and it's not to be disrespectful. It's not like she's offering some incredible insight or experience or whatever to draw back on. Like, that's what it's based on. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think she's good looking.
What is she? She throws parties. She throws parties and has a radio show. That's what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's the Boss show on her show on Dash Radio?
What is Dash Radio? I see people tweet about Dash Radio. What is Dash Radio?
Dash Radio is located in LA. It's a studio.
I know they're LA based.
Is it like an internet?
It's internet radio.
Okay. Internet radio. Boss went up there one time, man, and I remember screenshotting, like, he just had this crazy-ass face, like, while she was talking. Like, you know when you, like, hear somebody, like, lying to you?
Right.
Like, that was his facial expression, man. I wish I could find this shit. I would send it to you. But, like, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, when Boss is doing his press run for last winter, like, he stopped at her Dash Radio show. You know what I'm saying? Like, this whack-ass freestyle that she did with Soulja, like, Soulja was on her radio show.
Is it live? I mean, I guess my thing is if it's internet radio.
No, they're previously recorded, bro.
Okay, so then why isn't that just a podcast? What are we talking about?
Yes, basically.
Okay, like, I guess,
you got to look at it like this too.
I'm too old for this. I don't understand.
Podcast really been around for like a decade, but it's now starting to like hit the scene the last 3 years of a like cliche word to throw around. Like, it wasn't like really socially accepted like how it is now. Like, everybody has a podcast. Back then, it's like, oh, it's a radio show. And it's like, nah, you previously recorded that. That's a podcast, bro. But, you know. It's now a thing like, yeah, come listen to my podcast. I got studio time, blah, 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 blah. That's what they're moving with now. But it used to be my ex-girlfriend used to have a show with Dash.
And she would previously record the episodes, and then it would probably come out. Is this the one I met at the Hollywood Improv?
Yeah.
Man.
Man, it's funny.
Bossing over.
Again,
because it's not.
Are we going in or coming out?
No, we're going in. We're going in now. We're in it now. Yeah.
What the fuck's going on, Trey?
Why is she so mad, man? She's the mad. I felt like Shay from New Rochelle. I'm like, what are you so mad about?
She's mixed, right? I can't go give her the full mad black woman. But she's a crazy vegan. She's a mad hotel age woman.
Dog, let me tell you something. Like, I met her and I was trying to say, like, I was just trying to tell some story about, like, I was telling about, like, the difference between New York. Even we've done this before. I said the difference between New York and LA. Like, New York, if you're in a bad neighborhood, it looks like a bad neighborhood. Like, you know it.
It's, you know, like it just doesn't look nice.
Dilapidated.
Yeah. And in LA, because everyone's got palm trees and backyards and stuff like that, it looks nice.
It doesn't see. Yeah, it does look nice.
Even though I'm not trying to clown it, like it ain't rough. I'm just saying it doesn't look rough, right? And so she got mad at me, like, oh, where you been? Where you been in LA? Where you been? And I'm like, I don't know. I just named some random, like,
she's from,
like,
Bakersfield too. That's the funny shit about that.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't know.
She's,
like,
from where the Baker boys are from. Get out of here.
So I was like, I don't know, like Crenshaw or something. Like, I don't remember the street, but I'm like, just assuming she's like, oh, you think Crenshaw's wrong? You think Crenshaw? I'm like, no.
She's like, what's set? She basically set tripped on you, boy.
Yeah. Like, you got to pull that shank out.
And by the way, it was like really light conversation with someone I just met. Like, Trey introduced me to her, and I think you got up to go get a drink. And I was just like, oh, you know, it's like, I was just kind of like making light conversation. All of a sudden, I'm like, I'm in this heated debate about like what parts of LA I've been to. I'm like, yo, what? I stopped myself, like, what are we doing here? Like, I don't give a shit about any of this. Like, I don't know. Does that even deserve to be Bossa Nova? Did it even deserve to be Bossa Nova?
Nope. And we're black. Okay. We never left.
Nope. We never left. Yeah, all right. So let it rock. Trey's ex-girlfriend was a little...
savage.
Yeah, I just... a needless... A little hood. Needlessly argumentative.
Yeah.
No, she just likes to argue, bro, and debate.
But
no,
but it wasn't like an argue and debate.
Great debater.
There was an emotion there that I was just like, why are you worked up about this? It is to give you a great example. It wasn't like a proof argument.
Tell us why you mad, son.
Somebody says something on purpose to piss you off.
Yeah. Well,
no, but you know why she got mad though? I mean.
Why?
She was tight the whole night because Rachel said she wanted to meet me.
Rachel who?
Nichols.
Oh. Oh.
That was
really?
The first time she met Trey in person.
Hold on. Wait, she was mad about that?
So she was jealous.
I don't know if she was jealous or not, because I wasn't like, I just invited her. I didn't say like, we weren't dating or anything. So it was like, kind of like, all right, you're here. You want to check it out? Cool. But she didn't even kind of get it. So when she seen Rachel, she's like, wait, are you fucking with her? And I'm like, bro, what? No. She literally just wanted to meet me live. Okay, like,
we're back off the record.
Yeah. Yo. This is such a weird turn, man. So yes, Jules has a podcast that they call it.
It's called The Moan.
Yo, by the way, this screenshot that Waz just sent.
How hilarious is that, bro? His face.
She like the kid on Toy Story that you be trying to steal the toys.
Who's that? Is that Kaz in the Lakers?
Yeah, that's Kaz. Yeah.
Oh my god! Now I gotta ask them about this, man. Oh man. Hey,
she's homies with the squad.
Oh wow! And Trey gave us the other. Okay. All right. We'll watch that later. Hey, Terry Crews, ladies and gentlemen, got into it with a comedian for having jokes.
He got into it. He called out multiple people, though. I mean,
but I'm just like, my thing is like, he called out D.L. Hughley.
He gotta understand that he's not getting sympathy.
I'm just saying like. I get his story.
I get it. It was wrong what happened to him, but like people looking at him like, bruh, sorry.
You gotta see, like here's the messed up part. Here's the real messed up part, right? Like, on the one hand, it's an awful thing that happened. Obviously, it shouldn't happen to anybody, all that stuff. 100% true. But on the other hand, there is something of a natural comedic element that this big muscle bound man.
Yeah.
Is basically saying he got sexually assaulted, like, which I'm not trying to make, it's not a joke, but it's like, yeah, D.L. Hughley and 50 Cent are gonna make jokes, man. Like, that's what they do. Right. And by the way, Gilbert Arenas probably has something way worse than all of those guys combined said. I'm just assuming, because that's how Gilbert is. And I don't know, I guess this goes to a deeper point, which is there such a thing as an off-topics topic for comedians? I don't think, man.
Come on, bruh. No. Like, again, you know, he got to understand that, like, people are going to look at him and say, you know, you're a grown ass man. You're bigger, stronger, taller, whatever, than this guy who did this thing to you. You should have did X. Because, and mind you, we're in a society where we blame women for getting victimized, yeah. right? Like, people who are actually vulnerable, right? Like, we're in a position of blaming them. So just imagine what people are going to put on somebody like Terry Crews. You know right. what I'm saying?
Well, like, I guess my thing is, like, I understand what he's saying. It's like, even though he is physically more powerful, in that situation, he is not the powerful person. He is the person right. who's doing this is the person who has the power because they have the power of his career. And I listened to his interview, his podcast interview with Levitard. Where he said, you know, I knew, like, first of all, I complained about this. Like, everything that people said, why didn't you do this? I did all of that at the time. And then when it didn't happen, he's like, I knew, like, when I go public, this could end my career. Like, there are no more TV shows, no more movies. That's it. I'm excommunicated from Hollywood, kind of like the ladies, that Rose McGowan and people like that, who Ashley Judd, who had run afoul of Harvey Weinstein, like the people who run afoul of Les Moonves. Like, he understood that was the, and that's where the power dynamic comes in. I'm just saying, Terry Crews, also, you have to realize, it's funny. It's a funny visual, the idea of, like, this big, I don't know. I don't want to sound insensitive. It's just, I also want to be realistic here. Like, I understand why people would make that joke, right? Why everyone got real silent.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
No, I was just letting you run.
Certain shit I just don't tap into. I mean, I think it's still, like, people are going to, like, say certain things. But I do get where he's coming from. And now he's at the point now he said he would slap the shit out of, pretty much, he'll slap the shit out of D.L. Hughley.
Which is funny, too. Which is awesome.
Which is hilarious to me.
I would like to see. Please, yeah. Instagram it.
Are you not a D.L. Hughley guy, Kev?
No. DL's my his brother. His brother was actually my track coach. Ironically, DL used to come out.
You would like to see it, meaning you don't believe that he got the stones.
Pretty much.
I just don't think he'd do it, and it's not worth it, bro.
I mean, you know, he's aggressive, but he pop locks.
Pop locks is a funny diss. Yeah. Wow. I thought you were cool, like, but then you start pop locking.
I was intimidated, but then you started.
Yeah, and then you started pop locking. Like,
yeah, maybe not. Yeah, wow, this shit.
Disappointed because a nigga pop lock, bro.
Sure, I forgot you was here, man. You've been quiet since Cosby, man.
Shut up, dog.
What do you think candy is made out of?
Hey, Kev, get out of here.
Hey, the Pro Bowl ain't mattered in so long, bro.
Hey, the Pro Bowl is trash, bro.
If you were an NFL player, wouldn't you be mad that they moved it from Hawaii?
Yes.
Why would they do that, man?
Aren't they supposed to move it around?
No.
The All-Star game said. No.
Ain't you supposed to move it around? That's great.
Listen, man.
For the rest, still, Black Opinions Matter Monday. Go to patreon.com/countthedings for the Monday overflow. Help support CTD. And thank you for listening.